And welcome to Playback, a special edition. I often joke about having a guest theme group in the studio with me. Today I do. In fact, I have my own death squad that play ukuleles. Ukulele Death Squad have a new single and have announced a national tour. And they've popped in to open proceedings with this beautiful little piece you can hear called Tamarkan. And towards the end of the program, I think we'll get them to play a song to close out this edition of the program. What have I got for you? A chat with a young duo who, with one of their first songs, scooped the Triple J Unearthed High prize. And it was a problem because they hadn't really played live before, and suddenly they needed a whole bunch of new songs. They're called Mosquito Coast. We fast forward a few years now, and their debut album will be coming out early next year. They have a new single, and I caught up with Connor and Naomi to have a little chat about what it's like to suddenly find yourself very popular while you're still at school. We'll also hear the brand new single from Katie Baker, which is an absolute cracker. And in keeping with the sudden seeming obsession with Brisbane bands, it's not true, I have to say, although I do love Brisbane, we're going to hear the brand new single from Nice Biscuit, who also are playing around the traps at the moment, and one of my favourite three-piece ensembles in Goonsacks. Their brand new album has just dropped this week. But let's start with a chap who was a part of a band called Lazy Susan that released many albums, I think four from off the top of my head, series of EPs, and disbanded in 2012. And Paul Andrews has gone on to have a really great solo career under the name Family Fold. His last album, Luster Glow, was a real favourite of mine. He's a top songwriter. In fact, he has a brand new album coming out called Ashfield Skyline. I'm going to chat to him in a couple of weeks. But let's hear the first single, which is a nostalgic trip for those who remember watching Countdown on TV of a Sunday night. This, from Family Fold, is Molly Meldrum's Eyes.
I remember Sunday nights, all right, staring into Molly Meldrum's eyes. Cheese on toast for tea, Countdown on TV, wishing that JPY was me, wrapped up in the dread, sing gown, disapproving dad, what frown, the things you kids listen to these days. He'd pretend to look away, but later he'd have lots to say about what the girls and Cheetah wore on stage. Remember Sunday night, all right, staring at Molly Meldrum's eyes. We'll be right back.
Songwriter I have a lot of time for. He's a great musician and also has a great way with words. His name is Alex Gow and he goes under the name Oh Mercy, and we have already had him on earlier this year chatting about his album Cafe Oblivion and played the lead single from it in Keep a Light On. But it sort of dawned on me the other day, I hadn't played something since the album proper came out, and in fact I haven't heard that much about it. I think it's a really great release. And as mentioned, he's a songwriter I admire. I played you there the track called Get On. In his own words, he wanted to dance it up a little bit in a baggy style. And he's referring to the kind of music that came out in the late 80s out of Manchester, the likes of Stone Roses, Soup Dragons, Card. There were many, many bands that played in that particular style. He even dug out his wah-wah pedal, and it features Simon from Slow Dancer on drums for that particular number. Apparently the inspiration for the song was he overheard a conversation where someone said, you know, you got to get on before you can get off. Pearls of wisdom. And that's where Get On comes from. We started out with Family Fold, and look out for this new album from Paul Andrews, aka Family Fold. As I said, I'm going to be chatting with him in a couple of weeks. He'll play a couple of tracks for us acoustically, recorded in Nashville with a great producer, engineer, and musician in Brad Jones. We heard the first single from it, a very catchy little tune called Molly Meldrum's Eyes. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, as we travel the wide brown land and the very wide musical diversity that this land offers. We're now going to meet a duo from Perth who are Mosquito Coast. They were only 17 years old when they burst onto the radio after winning Triple J's Unearthed High in 2015, and they even made it into that year's Hottest 100 with their debut single, Call My Name. Well, they've got a brand new single out in Skipping Girl, which is a lead-in to their debut album that'll be out sometime next year, recorded in Brooklyn with Nicholas Vernes, who's worked with some pretty top-notch acts, the likes of Animal Collective, Deer Hunter, just to name two. And their sound has that sort of tropical, breezy, cool feel to it that I particularly love. And we're going to meet in just a moment Connor and Naomi from the band and talk about what's it like to suddenly find yourself in a band in demand when you kind of haven't figured a lot of that part of it out. Let's hear now the second single, and the track that I first connected to and really loved and played back in the day. This from Mosquito Coast is Commotion. Sound of Mosquito Coast, their second single, Commotion, and that, along with their first one, Call My Name, the one that won all the accolades, had me really excited, and I've been very keen to observe where they would head next. I particularly like that song off the back of Oh Mercy, because they're both going into a kind of a 90s feel that, to me, has almost a Primal Scream touch. And Primal Scream, of course, have had many different sounds over their career. I caught up with Mosquito Coast last week at the Big Sound Festival, and I started by asking Connor and Naomi when it was they first met.
In year 9. 13
or something?
Yeah.
13 or something. I put up flyers, and then someone from Connor's school replied to the flyers, and then we met Connor through that person.
In the beginning, there was about 9 of us in a basement trying to play music because Naomi was too... didn't want it to be awkward, so she'd overcompensate and invite too many people, and then...
it'd just be like this kind of weird party in a basement. Yeah.
As the years went on, the numbers dwindled, and then there was just 2 of us by the end, so...
So had you, at that stage, did you have a book with some songs in it, or were you kind of interpreting other people's work, or what were you doing?
We used to, like, do heaps of covers of, like, did the Pixies and, like... lots of Kasabian as well.
The Strokes. And the Lots Strokes. Of Strokes.
Oh, that's all pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yeah, and we put little gigs on at my parents' house, invite all our friends over. And We didn't really have, like, songs.
Not
we did heaps of covers.
We were totally unprepared after Call My Name came out. Because we recorded that and another song called Dig Your Own Hole. And that was just, like, we were just so lucky and that we could even record that. So we were taken by surprise when we won.
There's obviously a great camaraderie through, you know, the fact that you whistled out the other members of the band to being the last two standing. And you've got a good connectivity. And you were saying before, Connor, that you've only really ever worked with one person in making music, and that's Naomi.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I never really expected to be making as much music or ever playing live as a kid until I met Gnomes, and then, yeah, all the possibilities started opening up. And then I was always drumming and led to that because I wasn't as confident, and now I've gotten a little bit more confident in the spotlight and jumped up on keys. So, yeah, it's definitely pushed me to be more outgoing. But it was really nerve-wracking in the beginning when we'd released Call My Name, and then people were asking us to play shows, and we were like, we don't even have a band. Like,
we don't have a band.
It was just the two of us. So yeah. It's definitely come a long way since then. We've got a lot more technical and I think a little bit professional.
Yeah, we're professional. I'm grateful for your love. Now you're happy and fulfilled. You never know how rough it is. The problems they could be having. Please understand the things they.
It always starts off with quite a simple melody, and then we just kind of play it over and over and over until bigger things pop up, and then find a bridge, and then words always definitely come.
Yeah, Connor's really good with his words. He's like has a little like songbook in his phone, and then we look through his songbook.
The mantra jam is a powerful thing, isn't it? By that, I mean, if you play a repetitive melody over and over enough, you start to hear the little off potentials, you know, the tangents that can go from that.
Or you hate it. Sometimes you play too much and you're like, oh, no, this is terrible.
So tell me about the song we've just heard, Skipping Girl. Tell me about how that – because that's the first new song for a while, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Well, like the chord, the guitar, because that was the bit that came first, was like really inspired by Melody's Echo Chamber, because I was listening to her album heaps, and like she does really nice little like finger picking stuff, and I just really like that. So I think – but then there's no guitar in it.
Yeah, the original guitar never even made it in.
Yeah, but then we play it with the guitar live.
So. Right.
I think when we were writing it as well, we definitely tried a lot more than we used to kind of imagine in our heads what we wanted to hear out of it. So that's why in the chorus you hear like really big stacked harmonies, because we just kind of kept on like hearing different things and adding to it. And
yeah.
It's the song that's been with us the longest and has kind of anchored the rest of the album.
So tell me about the album. But sorry, do you have a date for its release?
Not yet.
Next year, somewhere.
Oh, so it's early next year. We're going to wait. Okay, so this will be going to air and we're still waiting and we'll be going, come on, let's get it out. is that a frustration, having it in the can and thinking, oh,
yeah, it's kind of – it's hard, but I guess there's always a strategic plan behind why you want to do things.
Strategy is important.
Yeah, strategy is like – game of chess.
Yeah.
You have to like pick your moment to do things, which we don't really know much about.
So how would you describe to those who are eagerly awaiting your album? Is there a kind of a shift? Is Skipping Girl a good indication of what we can expect?
Well, I think so. I feel like that's the cohesiveness in the album.
Yeah, there's definitely two sides to it. There's still the old school jangly guitars, but then there's also a lot of synth heavy, sadder songs that kind of show a little bit more like writing development, I think.
Mm. And
songs take some pretty left turns, and we haven't been afraid to do interludes and outros, and we really took advantage of the album format to like space things out. Yeah, it's not like rushed or anything, which is nice.
It sounds exciting. Yeah. Do you have a title for it at least?
We do have a title.
And can you say it?
It's called Kisses.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's the time. Are we allowed to say that?
There we go.
I didn't know if it was called. Yeah, it's called Kisses.
At this point, I mean, people change the name all the time before release. So who knows? But it's very likely going to be called Kisses.
Yeah.
Well, whatever you call it, it's going to be good, I know. So congratulations on your music so far. And all the best with the new album.
Heaps. Cheers. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's been a blast.
From their EP Television Love, we heard the title track, the music there of Mosquito Coast. And in the middle, I played for you, and I hope you could identify, because we spoke about it afterwards, the track Skipping Girl, their brand new single ahead of an album. And there'll be a full national tour to be announced with dates in November and December this year. We'll keep you in touch with that when it comes to light. You're tuned to Playback, heard right around the country, delivered by the Community Radio Network and brought to you by APRA AMCOS. Wherever you're listening, I'm glad you're there, firstly. And secondly, why not get in touch? I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an email, pp@pimpod.com. Now, recently I went to the Air Awards, which was another great example of where you could get to see all the great talent in one room that releases music in this country. And there was a series of great performances from the likes of Baker Boy, Stella Donnelly, and closing the program, I was blown away by the powerful voice of Katie Baker, who released a single a little earlier this year, and she now has a new track that has dropped to celebrate the start of her national tour, which kicks off in the West. Now, by the time this goes to air, she will have played at Settlers Tavern in Margaret River. But I'll try and give you some dates looking ahead where you may catch her in action. She'll be playing on the 26th of September at the Grace Emily in Adelaide, 27th at Yaya's in Melbourne, September 28th at Nightfest in Canberra, September 29th, Black Bear Lodge in Brisbane. She's also playing at the Caloundra Music Festival on the same day, so that's a lot of hard yakka. She'll be playing October the 4th at Waywards in Newtown, New South Wales, October the 5th at the Rad Bar in Wollongong, and then at the Granite Town Music Festival in good old Maruya on the south coast of New South Wales on October the 6th. She's worked again with Skinny Fish's Michael Honan, who, of course, worked so closely with the late, great Gurumul. And what I love about Katie's music is it embraces everything from hip-hop to gospel to blues. She grew up in her family home surrounded by just about every format of music you could imagine, cassette, CD, vinyl, and she absorbed all of these along with some of the great female vocalists, the likes of the late, great Aretha Franklin through to Missy Elliott. This is a really fantastic track, and I hope it inspires you to catch her in action. This from Katie Baker is Yep Yep.
2, 3, 4.
Yep, yep, I heard this one before. Yep, yep, no, I'm pretty damn sure that. Yep, yep, you're talking in similes. Yep, yep, I hope you stop. Oh, I beg you, please.
Just stop.
Music there of David Thor, who's a member of Cactus Channel, Frida, Karate Boogaloo. He's been on the program too in the past, a great musician, and now creates music under his own name. It's bedroom woozy pop is probably the best way of putting it. And I like everything I've heard from David. I've been meaning to play it for a little while. There's been a bit of a backlog of things to get through. Do It Again is the track I played for you from David Thor. And while I say it was recorded in his bedroom, he did have a little bit of help from one of his Cactus Channel bandmates in Hudson Whitlock, who played drums. But the EP is out from David Thor. Do It Again. I hope you liked that one. We started out with the music of Katie Baker. She released her debut single earlier this year in Heavy On My Heart and has followed that up with a great track, Yep, Yep. Now, looks like, as I said, that I've got an obsession all of a sudden with bands from Brisbane. It's not the case. I have been interested in Nice Biscuit before and have played them on the program, and the band that I really, really love, Goonsacks. I think they're still based in Brisbane, although they've travelled quite a bit in the last couple of years, have a new album out, and I was going to be playing that anyway, so probably makes sense to play the two together. Nice Biscuit are a Brisbane psych garage outfit who single ahead of their debut album that has actually just dropped this week called Digital Mountain. They had a pretty good year. They toured as the opener for the Brian Jonestown Massacre, which is a pretty good opening slot to achieve. They've just played a series of shows in Melbourne, Brisbane and Byron Bay. By the time this program goes to air, you can catch them in Sydney. They'll be performing at the Oxford Arts Gallery Bar along with the Jim Mitchells on Saturday, the 28th of September. This is such a great dreamy kaleidoscopic world of sound from Nice Biscuit. is the single Digital Mountain Sparrow.
watch the lights go from office buildings and things we used to know. But it doesn't pay to think about the things that I'd do differently. And you change your mind the way you change clothes 100 times before leaving home. Thought you were in love with the first girl that you ever really saw. I see a strange light, night after strange night, as I search your eyes, still unsure. I felt weird standing close to you, but I never had a doubt that it wasn't true. Thought I was in love with the first boy that I ever really saw. I'm so scared to get out of here, but I really want to get out of here. But I'll miss the sadness, that's the only thing that I have ever known. I see a strange light, night after strange night, as I search your eyes, still unsure. See a strange light. You check the bus times. We feel different from before.
There is a most excellent trio from Brisbane who have recently conquered the UK and Europe with their wonderful indie sounds. I speak of the Goonsacks. And at the ripe old age, I think they're not even quite 20, they're out with a second album, which has a real streak of maturity about it, particularly in that beautiful work we just heard there, written by drummer Riley Jones, who's, for this album, contributed. So now all three members are songwriters, and along with James Harrison and Louis Forster, really forged another stunning example of Australian indie pop music. And there's also some beautiful little orchestral flourishes on there as well. We heard the track Strange Light, which, as I said, was the song that just stood out for me in a sea of songs that were all pretty amazing. So from the Goonsacks, we heard Strange Light. The album is We're Not Talking. And prior to that, I played you the latest from Nice Biscuit. And as I mentioned, they'll be playing in Sydney on Saturday, September 28 in Sydney at the Oxford Arts Factory. And they have a new album out called Digital Mountain. And the single we heard is Digital Mountain Sparrow. Don't be confused. It's quite easy to follow. Now, I have some people in the corner. Literally, today I do have a band that are my group themesters. And with a name like Ukulele Death Squad, I don't want to keep them waiting any longer because I don't know what they will do with their instruments. But they are about to tour around the country. And I wanted to bring them in because for me, they are the crossroads between a band that is a lot of fun, that plays at fringe festivals and have a comedic edge, play a lot of covers, but they've just released a single that is a really great song and shows that they're not all jokey, that they actually have a serious edge. And I like the yin and yang of what they offer. We started the program with them opening, Julian Ferguson and Benjamin Roberts, both on ukulele. And they're going to close the program with their brand new single called Not Afraid. Now, I wanted to talk to them about it and I wanted them to play a version of it that, well, let's be blunt, they dropped the F word in there. And while I'm not averse to swearing in songs, I know this program has children listening. So I thought I'd ask Julian and Ben a little bit of a Dorothy Dixer. Are you concerned that you may miss out on some airplay because you dropped the magic word in there?
We're not too worried. A lot of our market will generally purchase the physical CD anyway, and then they can choose to expose that to their children at their own discrepancy.
Yeah, I guess we wanted to make a bit of a... We're trying to make a bit of a statement about how tough and rough ukulele players can be. You know, I guess people always think of ukes being such happy, fun, loving instruments, and we wanted to sort of go out there and drop the F-bomb.
I don't even know if it's actually an issue in this day and age because there is so much music has it in it, and so much television, even at sort of family-friendly hours, drops it in. But I just wondered if it was something that was thought of. And, of course, the song is accompanied by a fantastic video with a killer fight sequence, I'll just say, that people should look. We'll put a link on our playback website where you can follow it up. But you're now going to play, at my request, a version of Not Afraid. All the best with the single and the tour, Ukulele Death Squad.
Oh, thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
Like this before, smile, you're in trouble. Something's burst your bubble, let's watch those dominoes now fall. You're stuck on the ground floor, elevator's never coming. Pretend that it's still running, find some courage to stand tall.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid of you no more.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
Sharpen your blade.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid of you no more. Those demons deep within, they take a hold of you, and how they shout and how they scream. Since you're stuck on the ground floor, elevator's never coming. Pretend that it's still running, find some courage to stand tall.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid of you no more.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
Sharpen your blade.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid of you no more. No more. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of you no more, no more, no more. I'm not afraid of you no more. Count to ten and scream some more. You're back to zero once again. I said you've been like this before. Those demons deep within, they take hold of you, and now they shout and now they scream.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid of you no more.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Not afraid.
Sharpen your blade.
Not afraid.
I'm not afraid of you no more. No more. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of you no more. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of you no. I'm not afraid of you no more. And it's just like fire. Don't feed it fear, just let it disappear.
The expurgated version without the four-letter word from Ukulele Death Squad and their brand new single, Not Afraid. And they do a killer version on the little EP that's out, of Mizzaloo, a classic song that dates back to the 20s but probably was made most famous recently as being the opening to the Tarantino film Pulp Fiction. If you want to see Ukulele Death Squad in action, they're playing September 23rd at Lefty's Old Time Music Hall in Brisbane, September 30th at the Paddington RSL in Sydney. They'll be playing at Elder Hall in Sydney, part of the Newcastle Ukulele Festival, October 19 to 21. If you have a ukulele, you can probably go along and join in at the Wollonga Community Hall in South Australia on November the 25th. There's a couple of other dates, but I'll point you in their direction. I'm Paul Gough. You've been listening to APRA AMCOS's Playback. Join me next week in session. A great chat too with Naomi Keat. And look, the Ukulele Death Squad. You just can't stop them. A little more perhaps to take us out. The track Tamakan, which was such a great tune written by Rodrigo y Gabriela. I'll talk to you very soon.
You are hearing is a relatively new one. Who is making the sound?
Ooh, ask your mama. Clap your hands up to the beat, y'all. Do it. Clap your hands up to the beat, y'all. Do it. Come on, now break it down. Yeah. Knowledge is born when the DJ gets through. She never see him swag, but produce the death juice. Hear him for the fact, no for causing the crack. Try to guess, but he manifests what I express. He's a pinnacle, that means he's bigger than y'all know. The murder weapon X might check the fly flow.
Everywhere we go, we everywhere we go, we everywhere we go, we light it up like the side show.
Wow, 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 wow.
Straight to the cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now this is how it started. Going way back.
All night with the DJ.
Rocking.
This jockey played it good. Get off the wall for real. The scientist is on the mix and it ain't time to chill. You get beat up by the feet of the bitch trying to fast. With the flick of the rest, the ball is a bloody mess. Put the needle to the wax and I'll let it react. When the party is packed like it's about to explode.
Everywhere we light it up like the sideshow.
Everywhere we go, we light it up like the side show.